Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Tool, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we have Nick with the stats with an exclusive End of the Chat interview. This interview was previously recorded before the Friday night playoff game.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach of Red Bank football, Coach Ted Gatewood. Coach, how are you feeling headed into this game Friday night with round one of the playoffs starting?
We're extremely excited. You know, we're blessed to have an opportunity to be in the playoffs. You know, we told our kids, this week is actually told them on Friday. You know, we have an opportunity to be part of 32 teams across the state in 4A to get an opportunity to continue our season. And it's exciting. We had a good week of work this week. Our kids did a great job putting in the effort and time to get to this point. Now it's time for us to move in the direction of fine-tuning things for the rest of the next 5 weeks.
You're facing a run-heavy team in White County this week. What has practice looked like? Has anything changed, or has it pretty much been consistent?
Well, no. I mean, actually, I'll be really honest with you. We've the last few weeks, the teams that we've faced have been. And, you know, if you go back to Bradley Central, they're run heavy. Hickson threw the ball a little bit more than most, but, Bradley Central was run heavy with that wing T package. Loudon was run heavy with their heavy package that they run offensively. They did throw the ball more than we had seen, but this, you know, White County, they've done a really good job up there. These coaches up there really put together a good game plan, and they execute it very well. So, practice this week's been, typical. You got to stop the run if you're going to be successful. And so that's something we've really hung our hat on, was trying to accomplish this week.
Yeah, you both have wins over pretty good teams. So that's something headed into this game that you can both be pretty confident about. But you also have a dominant backfield that features Josiah Featherstone and Oliver Merritt. Tell me about the complimentary run game there and how you plan to utilize that in this game.
Well, and that's the beauty of it. You know, having those two young men with kind of contrasting styles. I mean, Oliver's more of a power back and a banger. Josiah is a physical running back also, but he adds a dimension of speed to it. He does well coming out of the backfield, catching passes. And so that adds another dimension to what we like to do offensively, as get him in space also.
I mentioned those two, but we're also going to mention Marquis Crutcher, who's been crucial for your defense, just receiving his first offer Wednesday night. How is it knowing that he's going to be potentially going on to this school that offered him in the University of Cumberland, but also could get more offers? And how do you expect him to play in this game?
Well, and that's exciting. Marquis's been a great addition to our program, and he's done a great job. He is such a technician. He does a great job lining us up. He's really the quarterback of our defense, and he's getting our strengths called and getting everybody aligned, from the secondary all the way down to the linebacker. And so he's been a great asset for us. And he's in the top three or four in the state of Tennessee with interceptions as well. So that says a lot for him. We're excited for him to have his first offer. And then Josiah Featherstone, he has an offer also. So it's exciting for these young men to have that opportunity, that they've got an opportunity to continue their career after their high school career.
What's the health of the team like right now? Last year, you struggled with injuries. They were all over the board, but this year, what's that looking like for you?
Well, let me knock on wood real quick, because we've been very blessed this year. Last year we went through a rash of injuries, and specifically a rash of injuries at the quarterback position, but we've been very healthy this year. Our kids have done a good job in the offseason of working out, preparing, and so we're going into it really healthy right now, and that's really refreshing for us this year, to have that opportunity to have all the pieces in place, and have kids that got some great experience throughout the season, because that's what the regular season is building experience and developing and getting to this point. The playoffs is having the opportunity to really enhance that.
Of course. And you mentioned the quarterback injuries. You had, I think, five, if I'm remembering correctly, and went through five different quarterbacks. So that's pretty significant. I mean, Logan McGinnis has started all season, which is great for you. And then Caden Loveless, the now sophomore, is looking great at receiver. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, answering a couple questions. Good luck Friday night. Can't wait to see what y'all do. Hopefully see you in the second round and make a good push at the state championship.
Thank you very much. Appreciate everything y'all do for high school football.
Power 94 WJTT. This is Big Tool again. This was Nick with the stats with an exclusive End of the Chat interview that was previously recorded before Friday night's playoff game.